Last day off for the players. The Lions will get back to work at Allen Park tomorrow. Coach Schwartz joins us as always on Monday. And Coach, I was reading a couple of your tweets. I guess you got a chance to watch a little baseball this weekend. Must be nice to be able to take a little step back in the middle of the season, isn't it?
Not very much. I mean, I haven't seen a complete Tiger game since the start of training camp, but got to watch the whole thing on Saturday and enjoyed it. Sunday, not so much. We were back to work.
I'm sure you're keeping an eye on what's happening in the NFC North. Surprising to some people that the Vikings are 4-1. Everyone expected the Bears to be good. That the Packers are 2-3 is also a surprise. How do you look around the NFC North and try to break down what we've seen through the first 5 weeks?
You know, I tend not to try to break other teams down. We're just worried about ourselves. Our task here is to fight our way back from 1-3. And it doesn't matter if the Vikings are 4-1 or 3-1 or Green Bay's 2-3. It really doesn't matter. Our job is to play as good as we can. If we keep our eye on that, if we keep our eye on improving, correcting the mistakes that we made in the first quarter of the season, then we'll take care of business. If we start looking at other things, then we'll probably get off track.
Lessons you've learned over the course of time, I'm sure, but 1-3 seems so daunting to fans when they look at the rest of the standings in the NFC. How do you keep guys focused on that game against Philadelphia this Sunday?
Well, that's the only thing that it's about. You can only control, what's next on your plate. We didn't get off to a strong start. That doesn't mean we can't get off to a hot streak. And starting with this game, that's the only thing that we can really worry about. We're starting to get healthier. When we come back, we'll probably be the healthiest we've been all season. You know, we just need to put a few mistakes behind us. Just a couple mistakes could be the difference between being 1-3 and 3-1 right now.
Early look at the Eagles. They get a last-second loss at Pittsburgh yesterday. Going to be, I don't know if that carries over, an angry team. You hear that a lot. People are going to say, oh, Philadelphia is going to be an angry team. But what's your takeaway from what you see from the Eagles so far?
You know, they've lost a couple close ones, and they've won a couple close ones. All their games have been close. They've pretty much gone down to the wire with just about all of them. They have a lot of talent on the field. LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick, a really good tight end, another good receiver. Guys up front that can rush the passer, good cover corners. They're a deep team. They're a very talented team. We're going to have to play our best on the road to get a win.
All right, since there's no game to talk about, I'm going to ask you one on the offense and one on the defense. Is there one offensive player for the Lions that stood out to you that's made a mark that maybe you didn't anticipate through the first 4 weeks?
I don't know. I think that Nate Burleson's probably playing the best football since he's been here. Lost a little bit of weight in the offseason. He's running very sharp routes, which he always has. He's catching the ball well. He's moving fast. He's been a very, very productive player. And we expected that from him, so I don't know that it's a surprise. He's playing the best ball in 3 years since we've seen him here. I don't know. Defensively, you know, there's still a lot of things that we can do better, and, you know, a lot of people that can, you know, consistently perform and things like that. But I think DeAndre Levy has played very, very good and very steady through the first 4 games of the year. And even though he didn't play in the first 2 games, Chris Houston came back and played very well since he's been back. I think those guys are on a very good track, and we'll get the other guys going, and I think we can see some good things defensively.
All right, let's hope so. Appreciate the time as always, Coach. We'll see you throughout the week as you get set for the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, thanks, Tom.